This is Dr. Benjamin Pedasco, colonoscopy reporter and patient in Joanna Santiago, indicating for she was a diarrhea, rectal bleeding, a GERD. Now she has surgery, but her date of birth is 8-19-1999. So she's going to tell Dr. Raj Krishna, I'm sure blood pressure, pressure, fecal. As it goes, I'm wondering if this is a bulging appendix, maybe having a fecalate or maybe a mass or a growth in the appendix, which is trying to bulge into this, into the cecum. Biopsy would take a slight diagnosis. But otherwise, rectal pressure, to hemorrhoid, no complicated finding. Number one, question, short stomach, bacillus, second slight diagnosis. Number two, into the cecum. Biopsy will take a slight diagnosis. Hemorrhoid recommendation. Away from the esophagus biopsy, come negative peristography and last within 3 years. Number two, away from the stomach biopsy, because of one helical for quality to prepare the behavior of the fall biopsy. Number four, away from the biopsy of the colon, term, ileum, rectum for macroscopic inflammation. Number five, away from the biopsy of the appendix orifice. Even if the biopsy of appendix orifice come negative for any pathology or so recommendation, have a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis on contrast to what any with the CT enterogram to evaluate the colon and also to if there's any pathology in the appendix. If it comes out to be suspicious for a fecal thickness on a CT scan or appendiceal thickness on a CT scan, then recommend to have appendectomy slash involved partial cecectomy. The reason to be to rule out if there's any missing of the sedum carcinoma in the appendix that could be originating. CT enterogram will be done to rule out any small bowel disease contributing to follow-up to sanitation. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Jean Martinez Cruz, and copy Dr. Padam Sethi, Deputy of September 10th to 22nd, September 10th to 22nd, patient drop. Thank you.